Chris, haven't talked to you in a little while. Anything interesting happened to you over the summer?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much at all. It's been boring.
How's the media circus treating it?
It's going well. I think it's a lot of things coming from everywhere, but all in all, I think it's been a good experience. The exposure's been great, and, life has just changed a little bit, but I think it's all for the best, and I've just been having fun with it.
Chris, a lot of notoriety. It's like our American brethren in the media have suddenly discovered you, ringing the bell at the stock exchange, red carpet at the ESPYs. How do you, attest for this notoriety? Is it what's happened with you, or is it the association with LeBron?
Well, I think it's, mostly because of the situation down in Miami with LeBron and Dwayne and how big that's become, and a little bit of me. I think of myself as a decent player, so everything has gone pretty well. I know the attention has happened just because it's been magnified a lot more because of the team that we have now down in Miami.
Much has been made about LeBron's one-hour special, The Decision. Two questions. Did you know what his decision was when he came on TV? And secondly, what did you think of the way it was all presented?
Well, I didn't know his decision coming in. I was kind of anxiously watching myself. But, they had a vision. Those guys had a vision, and, they wanted to do it. I mean, if people were really going to respond so negatively to it, I think the best thing to do is not watch it. But a lot of people watched it. I think it was relevant. Everybody's going to have their own opinion about how it was handled and what he should have, would have, and could have done. But, the decision was the decision. It was everybody watched it. I know I watched it. Did you guys watch it?
Yeah, how could you not? Chris,
how could you not, man?
You were quoted, if you're a basketball fan, you're watching. You were quoted in the Miami Herald a couple days back, talking about Toronto and being different. You were here for 7 years, and mm-hmm. Canadians and Torontonians have a little bit of a complex at times. Maybe that's the best word. Explain what you meant, because the written word can be different from what's said when you say Toronto was, quote, different.
Toronto is different. I think a lot of people can know that. I mean, for one, it's a different country. If you don't know that you're in a different country when you land, then something is wrong with your senses. Now, that's not to say that Toronto is not a great metropolitan city. It is a fantastic city, and that doesn't go against what I had in those 7 years. I enjoyed Toronto every minute that I was there. I know that it was different even now. If you go now, it's different. It's a different city. I mean, come on. If you're driving down the freeway and you see the speed limit is 40 kilometers and you can't tell that something's different, then, people have to think about that.
So people shouldn't interpret different.
I knew that I was in a different way.
People shouldn't interpret
no,
different as bad.
No, different meaning bad. No.
Right.
Different is not bad. I'm different, that doesn't make me bad.
I've heard on several occasions where a lot of NBA players say that Toronto is their favorite road city, favorite city to visit. But true or false, is it a city that's tough to attract players to play and live in?
It has been tough. It's not tough to live. If you can get through the cold, and it's cold in Chicago, New York, and a lot of other places, it's cold. But no, it's not a difficult place to live in. It has been, when in my time, it was a little bit difficult to attract players. I mean, I think that's been known throughout, the past years, because we tried to get some guys, and at the end of the day, they chose somewhere else, even though we were a good team at the time.
Chris, what does the NBA have to do to, for lack of a better term, help Toronto, promote Toronto? Because it's a great city. A lot of people know it's a great city. Players know that, but there's still some myths, especially in the media in the U.S., about Toronto. How does the league help overcome that?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think people just have to pay attention to it. It's with the internet and everything, the world is getting smaller, but it was always different playing. I think back in, 06 or 07, we were the third best team in the Eastern Conference. The next year, we never really got on any TV games. And I mean, for me, everybody doesn't have the NBA package with my family. So you know, that's all I ever wanted to do was play on TNT or ESPN in front of my family and get that national exposure. I think at the time we deserved it, but, you know, decisions are made in other front offices, and I guess they do things for a reason, but, you know, that's just the way it is. But as far as the league actually doing something, I'm not sure what can be done. But I know one thing is that, you know, everybody in Canada really flocks to the team because the games are shown all over Canada. And, you know, that I think that's a very fantastic thing. But at the same time, you want to be seen in the States as well, because, you know, most players in the NBA are from the United States.
Throughout the past year, you kept it very close to your vest what you were going to do. I'm sure that you didn't know until a certain point. Can you tell us when you knew your decision, not necessarily to go to Miami, but that you weren't going to stay in Toronto?
Well, I mean, I think it happened, like, probably down to the last minute. I mean, everybody thinks, like, oh, he was gone as soon as the season was over. Like, that was a tough decision to make. That's one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make in my life, because I'm stepping into the unknown. Now, as different as Toronto may be, as different as another country is, it was still home for me. You know, I had been there for 7 years, and that didn't make it any easier than it was, than it is at all. It wasn't easy at all. You know, I sat for many days, nights. That's all I thought about, you know, during the process. That was all that was on my mind, was what am I gonna do? Should I stay, should I go, what's happening? You know, looking at every situation time and time again. And, you know, it was a little stressful, but, you know, I made the best out of it.
Chris, commitment is the word. And when, you know, a franchise player is committed to a city and a city or an organization is committed to a franchise player, did the commitment waver on either side? And did you feel, because there were suggestions, did you feel that you were the same player, particularly after the All-Star break and going down the stretch?
Let me tell you something, Jonesy. And, you know, I play this game as hard as I can every time I step on the court. You know, on the back of my jersey, it says Bosch. You know, that's my grandfather's name. You know, and he's dead in the ground right now. Just to know, if I even did something to affect the Bosch name, the Bosches are hard workers. You know, we have a lot of pride in what we do in our jobs and in life. You know, and there was no time at any time did I ever step on the court in my NBA career, in my life, step on the court and stop playing hard and or give up, especially after All-Star. What is so significant about All-Star? We were in the playoffs, you know. Why would I give up? And I wanted to play in the playoffs. That's all I thought about every summer, was training hard enough to go to the playoffs. Now, I turned my ankle against Memphis, and, you know, things happen. I actually stayed in the game. If you remember, watch the tape. I stayed in the game, you know.
It wasn't until the next day. I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't score a bucket in overtime because I couldn't move, you know. But they asked me, did I want to keep playing? I said, yeah, I stayed in the game. So, you know, just, you know, at any time did I ever give up. And you know what, I take that very seriously. I work hard every time. And I step on the court, practice, the games, shoot around, whatever you want to say, I take this job seriously. And I take my effort on the court seriously.
You guys are going to be the traveling road show like the Bulls were in the 90s. So every city you go into, it's going to be the toughest ticket. But two places in particular are going to be interesting. LeBron going back to Cleveland, you going back to Toronto. Yeah. What is the reaction that you expect in Toronto?
I'm not sure what to expect. I know with the Vince Carter, the way that they responded to Vince after he came back was pretty, it was amazing. I mean, you know, not to say that it was right or wrong, but the anticipation and how excited people were to go to that game, I think it was very significant, and it shows the passion that those fans have. As far as Cleveland is concerned, I'm not sure how that's going to, well, I know how it's going to go. You know, let me rephrase that. I think everybody knows how it's going to go. But, you know, if you're going to, you know, boo, that's, you know, you have a right to do that. You are a fan.
Chris, Toronto's been divorced.
But I will say this. I mean, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish, man. You will say?
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, with Toronto, I, with everything that's happened, I don't want all of this to erase what we all went through together. We did 7 years together. You know, we had ups and downs. You know, I put my heart and soul and my emotion into that locker room and into that organization. And, you know, just because I'm somewhere else, that doesn't erase that. That doesn't take that away.
So, Chris, Toronto's been divorced 3 times now, from Damon Stoudemire, from Vince, and now from you. And you just talked about all you went through. What do you say to the fans that, you know, that are being kind of, you know, knocked down and going through this again?
Well, I mean, hey, man, we all get knocked down sometimes. I mean, you know, basketball has broken my heart on numerous amount of occasions, you know. I just say, just always be a fan of basketball. Always be a Raptors fan. Never let anything get you down, and never stop rooting for your team, you know. Your team is your team. You know, players are always going to come and go, but organizations stay, you know, stay put. You know, it's been countless number of guys in the NBA in each organization. And, I mean, guys are going to come and go, like we said. And, you know, that's a part of the business. But I think everybody in Toronto just stay passionate about basketball. And, you know, don't boo me when I come back.
Finally, Chris, before we let you go, let's put you on the spot. Are the Lakers a team to beat in the NBA, or are the Miami Heat?
The Lakers, by far, they're going for a three-peat. You know, they are the team to beat. I think that's pretty evident. They've been tested. They you know, this past year, the Celtics took them to 7 games, and I think anybody would be crazy to say that they didn't deserve that.
Chris Bosh, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Enjoy your summer.
One
I know it's
going
to be a busy one. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, one more thing. I don't mean to cut you off, but I did want to send out a special thanks to Mr. Tannenbaum, Mr. Larry Tannenbaum, for 7 years. He's a great owner. And I also had a commitment to the Boys Club, the last Boys and Girls Club of Canada. The last time that I signed that contract, I made a commitment. I'm still standing by that commitment. You know, just because I'm in a different place, that doesn't, you know, my word is my word. I'm going to stick by it. I will continue to donate to the Boys and Girls Club until my commitment is up.
Chris, well said.
Thanks, Chris.
We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, man.